Greetings, lovely listeners. I hope you are having a great start to your week. It is Monday, September 29th. I can't believe we are about to welcome in October. I'm ready. I hope you are as well. I had a demonstration Saturday night. I do a monthly demonstration at a beautiful, beautiful historic wine bar called Unwind. It's in historic Richmond, Texas. It's right next door to where my first office was. And I tell you what, it's always a beautiful experience, always a beautiful experience. So I'm going to talk a little bit about some audience dynamic to help my demonstrating mediums out there. Something I noticed that really touched my heart, okay? So my demonstration is about 2 hours long, usually. I do allow for a 10 to 15 minute break and intermission. It's really lovely. If you're demonstrating and you don't have a little bit of a break for yourself and you're going even for 90 minutes, I highly recommend it. What I have found is that after we give our intro and we bring probably 4 to 6 contacts, right? The audience really cherishes that release of intense attention that they've been giving you. Because let's face it, demonstrations they can be lighthearted depending on the medium who's delivering them, right? Depending on their personality and sense of humor. But for the most part, demonstrations are very focused. Their energy for people. They're an output of thinking, attention, focus. This is not like laying on a lounger on the beach getting sun. So the audience really, really, really enjoys that little intermission. They relax the mind. Depending on where you're hosting your dem, they can order some more water or drink or beverage or food. They can go to the bathroom. They can step outside for a breath of fresh air real quick if they need to. Smoke, vape, talk. They can talk with the people that they've gone to the demonstration with. You know, hopefully they're not talking. Hopefully you are keeping their attention and owning that attention that needs to be given you as a medium, and they're not talking during the demonstration. But they can talk in this intermission with each other. And I know that all of this sounds very simple, but you know what? When I started demming like 6 or 7 years ago, and I only had like 14 or 15 in my crowd, because that's what I wanted to cap it at, I didn't give breaks with my 90-minute dems. I don't know what I was thinking, but I do now. And I find that not only does the audience have this ability to release and express and get up and walk and stretch, let's not forget about the people that need to circulate their blood and move their limbs, right? With the bodies that need this more so than others. But also it's a chance for us as mediums to do the same and to interact with our audience members. And it really gives you that beautiful pause, before you get back up there and bring another 6 contacts, and you can have a drink, and you, the medium, can have the drink. You can go to the bathroom. You can talk with your people. Now, I don't know how other mediums work their dims. Really, other than a few of the famous ones I've gone to and seen, I know how I have come to naturally shape mine. My dems are not in churches. This is a very different dynamic that I bring to demonstrations. Mine are intimate. I have 18 to 24 people in mine. I like it that way. I like the connection with the audience. But I also run mentorship classes of 6 students or less. I like the connection with people, in that you get to know these people. You get to talk with them one-on-one. I don't think I ever want to be a medium who dems consistently with a group of 100+ people. You know, in Lilydale, when I demmed for the first time, summer 2024, at the Forest Temple service, I counted the people in the audience, and I counted 144 people, 147, something like that. Largest audience. And I absolutely loved it. I don't think I could do that regularly. Even my demonstrations monthly with these intimate groups of 18-ish, that's perfect for me. Now, you have to find your vibe. You have to find what works for you. But for me, the connection and talking with my group is something I love. I love to talk about the contacts. I love to hear the stories, you know, during this intermission I give, and then a little bit afterwards. It really is golden. And I think, isn't that what life is about? Let's put aside the mediumship and not even talking about how we touch on these relationships and emotions people have with the people in spirit we connect them with. We already get to feel that, you know, if you're opening up to that emotion in your contacts, which I hope you are, let's put that aside. I mean, and my gosh, isn't this what life is about? The emotions and relationships we share with people. That's what we're here to grow in and understand and heal in and make mistakes in and learn from and hopefully do better in. And then those trials that we've been through in these relationships with people, holding them close still and just respecting and acknowledging the beauty in the growth of the hardships you've experienced together. I mean, that's what, you know, forms amazing relationships with people. So, you know, looking at that, you know, and then seeing how we go deeper with our demonstrations we give, why would we not want to talk to people? And there may be my point is there may be mediums out there who teach, don't interact with the audience. Don't talk to them. You know, you don't want to know anything. You know, don't speak to them. You keep yourself spaced and distant. Don't interact with the crowd. And then you get up there and then you do your demonstration so you don't know anything. You know, I disagree. I disagree 100%. Because I trust in spirit and I trust in myself as a medium. I know that when I get up on, you know, that little, step into my little space and unwind. Or in Galveston this weekend when we have our twice a year fair where we demonstrate almost constantly. I mean, we probably bring like 50 contacts from spirit throughout the day between myself and my students. You know, we talk with the crowds. We talk with the people before we take our space in the room or at Unwind or wherever we're demonstrating. My mediums know you can talk with people. Let's start this connection. Sure, you may sense their loved ones, but we know, I trust myself and I trust how I've taught my students that when they step up and they, you know, open up to spirit, bringing their first contact, no matter what they've talked about or heard, they know to start with the clean slate. They know they need to acknowledge the spirit person and get that evidence to lock in that relationship and who they are to the audience first, regardless of what they've heard or who they've talked with, what they've heard when talking with people before. I think it's all hogwash, you know, saying that you can't connect with people before the dem. And I think that we need to acknowledge that as mediums, it's okay to do this. It is okay to connect. And, you know, some of you out there may be thinking, I don't know if I want to host DEMS. It's scary. People are scary. I don't know who's going to buy a ticket. Yes, you're absolutely right. But I will tell you that in the 6 or 7 years I've been demonstrating, I can count on the number, I can count on one hand the number of times I've had people that have been in a space in their mind, whether it's showing up, having some drinks or drinking too much or not being comfortable in the dem space. I can count the times that that's happened on one hand over 7 years where I guess maybe they have felt uncomfortable, or I have known that where they're at mentally was probably not a good space for a demonstration, but that's a very small amount, and there are ways to deal with that. And you don't need to let that make you don't need to let humanity scare you from deming, because not only have you know, I've had uncomfortable situations with audience members 5 times or less throughout my demonstrating career happen. It's deeper than that. Why is that? It's because I absolutely know, just like everything we do with our mediumship and who we serve with it, it's the same for demonstrations, in that I know that every month who buys my 18 to 24 tickets that I sell is who spirit wants it to be. Whose spirit wants to have those tickets. There's a divine orchestration here. And you got to trust in that, that your audience is there for you, for what you bring as a medium, and for who your their loved ones' experience have chosen you to work with, and that they've gotten their loved ones there to buy that ticket and sit in front of you. And if you think that it can't go any further on that divine orchestration than just showing up, giving the dems and leaving, no interaction with audience or whatever, I disagree. I think you're wrong. I think that as mediums, when we dem, I think it's our responsibility to not just be this robotic, I'm the dem, demonstrating medium. You can't touch me. You can't talk to me. I'm showing up, I'm doing my work, I'm leaving. I think we owe it to our people more, and the spirit people and the people in the audience, to, you know, geez, just chat with them a bit. You know, you're not that big of, we're not that big of superstars. We can be, but we're not that big to where we can't converse with people. And if you're one of those mediums who has hundreds or thousands of people in the audience, and you do this, hey, I can't relate to that. Who am I to judge? But what I can tell you is I do know intimate demonstrations. And I think that we need to be a little more human for our audiences sometimes, and speak with them and trust in spirit, and know that in these intimate spaces, we can connect to people and it's going to be okay. So don't be afraid of that, is my point. And I do not feel there's anything wrong with that. You need to get out there and dem and find your own boundaries and crowd sizes you're comfortable with. You know, if you're not a spiritualist working in the churches, I come from a different angle with this though, a very different angle. Come from a place where if you want to dem, you have to make your own. You have to make your way, but it will be in a way and a space. If you're like me and you have been placed this lifetime away from the spiritualist churches, you will find that those places that pop up for you to demonstrate in will be connected to you with that divine current of mediumship you are flowing with and putting out there to the public. There will be some sort of connection that brings you into a place of public deming, whether it is home group readings through your clients or word of mouth, or those people connect you to a venue, it will be meant to be. And I hope that you follow and listen and find your own way to connect with people in an audience that suits you. That's what I hope. So, what should the title of this podcast be? Your audience dynamic and connection demonstrating? I think so. I think so. So I hope it teaches my mediums out there kind of what you want your dem groups to look like. Or maybe if you're already out there doing it, maybe a few changes you want to make. I hope it helps. And if you are listening and you're not a medium, but you're just curious and you're in those first few stages of exploration and belief, right, in this mediumistic world, Then if you do watch the mediums or you go to Dems, think about what you want from your type of experience, you know, on the flip side, right? Until next time, listeners, have a lovely Monday.